Hello, everyone. So I wanted to try something new. So you guys let me know if this is something you're interested in. But I take my daughter out on walks some mornings, and I'm trying to be more consistent with that. So I think a great way to do that is to do some walk and talk episodes here so that I can chat with you guys and spread some information about pain and also spend some time with my daughter and the crew. And by the crew, I mean my two boxers, which are off in the woods right now. So I will show them to you in a little bit. So this is my daughter, Opal. Hi, Opie. I know the sun is out. We'll have to bring the little shade thing next time. But today, I really wanted to start with the topic about your story. So everyone has a story. And everyone with chronic pain has a very specific chronic pain story. You know what I'm talking about. It's that story that you have kind of rehearsed over the years because you have to tell it over and over again to your healthcare providers, to friends, family, acquaintances that you meet, kind of just your story of how you've gotten here so far, right? And over time, that story becomes cemented. Every time you say it out loud, it is a little bit more real. Not that it wasn't real before, but the timeline is a little bit more real. I've had a lot of people come to me with their story. And when I really start diving into their story, they actually, it's probably one of the first times they've really taken a step back and looked at their story with a different set of eyes. For instance, last time you told your story and somebody asked you, okay, when did this pain start? You might at this point say, you know, this pain started 20 years ago when I had a car accident and then it got a little better, but then it got really worse just out of the blue. Nothing happened. And then I went down this big spiral of different diagnoses and different doctors and different specialists. And here I am now. So in that story, your chronic pain may be you're thinking is started from the car accident that you never healed from, right? But what if I were to tell you that your body is made to heal? You know, if you've had an injury a long time ago, and then you had a gap of a period of time where, you know, you actually didn't have any issues with that injury, the likelihood of that specific injury causing you being like the starting point of where you are now is pretty low. However, your body remembers trauma. So that being said, when you've had an injury, your body remembers, okay, this is an area that I just need to kind of pay attention to a little bit more closely, especially over periods of time. So a few years down the road, when something a little bit more traumatic happens, whether it be another injury or whether it be another emotional or mental trauma or stress or upheaval in your life, your body starts sending signals to your brain saying, hey, something is wrong. And that area where you've had injuries before, especially a big traumatic injury, those areas are going to send more signals. And your brain's going to interpret these as, you know, things that you need to pay attention to. And ultimately, your brain then says, okay, you have to pay attention to that area because it's sending me a lot of signals. And what happens then is pain is your brain's ultimate way of telling you, hey, you need to pay attention to this. So when that old injury flares up, it doesn't necessarily mean that it never healed. And it doesn't necessarily mean that it's broken or injured again. All it means is that you need to pay attention to that area. Here's the thing. Do your due diligence, right? You know, after being in your body for such a long time, what you have to do in terms of finding out what's going on. However, if those scans and labs and all of the diagnostic tools come back negative and the doctors are kind of like, we don't know what's wrong with you, now you're here. Now we need to take a step back and look at the biological aspect of things, which you've kind of already done, but then also the psychological and social aspect of things. And that's where our work starts with me as a chronic pain coach. The first step to tie it all back together is we need to rewrite your story. Maybe take a look at your story in a different light, a little bit more objectively, and just revisit from start to where you are now. So as a little break, here is the other half of the crew. That's Jupiter and Juno. Those are my boxers. And they're off leash because this is all private property back here. These are all private roads. So everybody we run into are basically neighbors. So this is where I live. It's pretty nice, and it's nice to take morning hike / walks on. Anyway, back to your story. So what I'd like you to do, and this is just an exercise, is I want you to write down your story the way you tell it now. Write it down. And that's really key, because then you get to visually look at what you're telling people. And then I want you to go through and think about each line. And think about, take yourself back to that point in time. What emotions does this story bring up in you? Whenever you tell it, whenever you write it down, is it bringing up fear? Is it bringing up that anxiety? Is it bringing up that frustration, especially if you've been to doctors for a long time and you've never actually had a really good experience with them? And I want you to focus on and think about, at least feel, truly feel what it feels like to tell that story over and over again. And so that's important, because if you are writing down this story and all you're feeling are these negative emotions that essentially are almost like traumatizing in themselves, guess what you're doing every time you tell that story? You're rewriting that story, and it's getting more and more and more ingrained into you, and that's not great. So write that story down, figure out what emotions are behind it, and this is where you want to start thinking about your story in a different light. I'm not asking you to change what happened, and I'm not asking you to necessarily look at the silver linings, but those really, really negative things, see if you can make at least a neutral spin on them, right? So if you've had, for instance, a doctor that's been really unreasonable in the past, and it made you change doctors, but the next doctor you found was like, man, this person gets me, they're ordering these tests that I really, really want, then that's a good thing, right? Every no is a yes, and everything that doesn't work out eventually becomes something that works out for you. So I hope that makes sense. And it's a start, right? Everybody has to start somewhere, and the best place to start is at the beginning. I'm pretty sure that was a song, maybe from The Sound of Music. I'm not really sure. So give that a shot. Figure out those feelings. At least recognize and acknowledge that your story creates those feelings, and start from there. I love to hear your story, what you make of it now after the exercise. And if you have any questions, comments, whatever, shoot me a DM, leave me a message below, email me at pan@painreliefpath.com. And I'd love to hear your results. Until the next walk and talk, I think is what I'm going to call this series. I hope you stay well, and see you next time.